Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Madigan.
Kathleen Madigan, welcome to
St. Louis'
show.
Own Kathleen Madigan.
Cheers. I feel like we've been living in Dumb People Town our entire lives as you take a sip of a beer. Welcome to town, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, and if you combine half of my life being in the Ozarks, you can really add to your Dumb Town People thing.
I mean, forget
Jesus
about it.
We used
to, our parents still have a place. Our, you know, our dad's passed away, but I mean, we used to go down to the Ozarks all
They're
the
like
time.
Lodge of the Four Seasons. So it's like a Four Seasons hotel?
No.
Lodge of the Four Seasons.
No, we're just going to Shooters to get drunk with Alan Jackson tonight.
Nelly's coming. Come on, man. Yeah.
Like, is that a Robert Trent Jones golf course? No, it's a Terrence Trent Darby golf
there
course.
There you go.
There's some good golf courses down there.
There really are some good golf courses. That's one thing I could put in the super duper great category. But yeah, there's a lot of methy things going on down there. Okay. Methy.
Nothing like the Ozarks brings together golf courses and t-shirts.
And no teeth.
Wait, how many times have you been lost in a party cove down there?
That's where I did one of the dumbest things I've ever done. I'll tell you about later. In Party Cove.
All right, we'll save it.
Okay, that's a great way to tee up
our
patrons. All right,
so we get stories sent in to Dan by our wonderful fans. Go on Twitter, you hashtag at Dumb People Town, and then at Daniel Van Kirk, and then we see in the order who was first.
Uh-huh.
And then Daniel breaks them down as only he can, and we all get
to one of the funniest people, a comedy legend with us, Kathleen Madigan. Let's jump into a story.
Okay, ready? This was sent in by Megan Leskowski.
Megan Leskowski.
I Leskowski outside. I Leskowski outside.
I once dated Deborah Leskowski.
Oh, yeah.
Who was Megan's aunt.
Did she make a good sausage?
Megan is at Soymates4, that's the number, EVA, Eva. Soymates4, Eva. Okay, here we go.
She's vegan.
Ready for this headline? Which is all we would need to do a full set of comedy?
Let's hear it.
Woman hits own head with bowling ball to fake robbery. That's commitment. Kathy, I mean, would you agree that you're committing to the bit?
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of injury to probably get a fake robbery going. You could probably think of something less weighted.
Yeah,
she's like, no,
hit your
she's
head
like,
with
no,
the bowling shoes.
I gotta sell this thing. I gotta sell this thing. I gotta hit myself in the
right.
head.
Right. All you'd have to do is lock yourself in a closet.
Right.
And go, I got locked in the closet while they robbed us.
Hey, if you do it three times in a row, that's a turkey. Did you know that?
If you hit your head three times
with
in
a bowling
row.
Ball.
Do you? Oh is she? God. Do you have? Does it say how much his bowling ball weighed? Was she like on
Here
the light
go.
Side, like
Let's
a three pounder?
Let's get into it. And also, did it happen at a bowling alley? Is she trying to rob
that's
a bowling?
Why.
Alley?
It's just in a garage.
Yeah. Maybe she brought it with her to the scene.
Yeah. That's right. Jamie L. Gordon said, quote, she had been struck in the head with a bowling ball and all the money had been stolen out of the safe.
So if you are a crook and if you're a thief and you're going to someone's house and you want to rob them and they approach you in the moment, first thing you're going to root around for, Kathleen Madigan, is a bowling bag for you to unzip, then put your fingers in it and use it as a weapon, right? That seems practical.
Because that's where you're going to put the cash when you've stolen it.
Oh, it serves a dual purpose.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is so
that is
smart.
True. That is true.
How are you going to keep? You got to carry out your loot somehow.
Thank you.
Have you robbed a house?
Can I also just tell people, as we already know, this woman faked it by hitting herself in the head with a bowling ball. If you ever commit a crime, or you're just a child learning to lie, you can't have all the answers. So when the cops come in and go, what happened? You go, well, they came in, then I got hit over the head, and then they had a blue bag, and they took the blue bag over to the safe, and they took all the money. There's no more money. The person's going to go, whoa.
That's too many details.
Yes.
You just need to be like, I don't know what happened. I heard a loud noise. I got hit in the head, and then I passed out.
Right.
And then let them piece it together.
Or, and when somebody's like, how much money? Like, you have to be like, who cares? I don't know. I got hit in the head. You can't.
I have a concussion.
Yes.
Yes. Damn, my dad was a lawyer, and he always used to say 90% of people in this country are in prison because they can't keep their goddamn mouth shut.
Agreed.
And I think he's right. You know, he used to say it's the whole thing. Don't ever snitch on yourself. Your answer to everything is I do not recall and I need an attorney. Even if you have hit yourself with a bowling ball.
Yes.
You're 100% right.
I do not recall.
Big time lawyer in the suburbs of Chicago. And he was always like, he didn't. He was just a guy. Let me talk to you for a second. That is not how he talked. But he would say, he was like, yeah, literally, if everybody just shut up, the amount of convictions that would never happen, just shut up. So a friend of mine, this is how I got to know this guy who was in Elmhurst. One night they were driving, and one of them was driving drunk. There was four guys in a car, right? Shouldn't be doing that. Totally agree, but they were young and stupid. Luckily, everybody lived.
Yep.
They get pulled over, and the guy driving, as soon as he pulls over, just takes off sprinting, right?
Oh.
And the cop doesn't even chase because he's like, I got three of his friends right here.
That's right.
So the cop walks up, and he goes, who's driving the car? And they go, we don't know. And they're like, well, who's driving the car? And he goes like, it was just like a guy we met at the bar who said, do you want to, I'll drive your car back to your place. And so we said, yeah. And then they go, who was it? And they go, we need a lawyer.
And
that's all they said after that was like, we need a lawyer. And the cop was like, there's not, what can I do?
Kathleen is nodding her head like, that's good exactly
move.
What you good do.
That's exactly you what you do. It's exactly what you do.
Don't say anything. Just don't say anything.
So she probably spilled all the beans here.
Okay.
Dan, I'm imagining also the Chicago lawyer talking about having Sebastian Maniscalco's voice.
And then they come up to this guy with a bowling ball. Hits himself in the She said she did not see her assailant because she was struck from behind and knocked unconscious. Again, you're volunteering way too much information. You say, I don't know, I got hit.
He came at me with an angle like this.
When the manager arrived at the bowling alley, he granted Weddle permission to view the surveillance video.
Yep. Oh, boy.
If you're going to rob anything, check for the camera.
See if there's a camera. You want to see the video to see how much backs up your story?
You guys can call me a weirdo if you want. I don't rob at all. And I am always, for some reason, looking for cameras.
Yeah.
But you should just be walking around in this day and age, assuming there's a camera everywhere.
Always.
100%.
Always. But I don't think they think of it.
No.
No.
People don't. Kathleen, you perform at casinos. Like, don't you assume that there's, like, cameras in the toilets? Like, they're
kind of everywhere. Yeah, at in casino? The room. That's why if you have to do something weird in a casino, turn your lights out.
Turn the lights out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not that I've done it. I'm just saying, like, if I hide stuff in my casino room, if there's no safe, I turn the lights out when I do it.
That's right. Pro tips from Kathleen Madigan. Two, just say I need a lawyer and turn the lights off when you want to hide shit.
So the manager shows up, says, hey, Officer Weddle, I'm going to come here and look at this surveillance video with me. The officer says, I observed Jamie walk into the office. Jamie walks over to the counter in the office and picks up a red bowling ball. Also, how on brand for a bowling alley that they just...
Have one laying in the office?
I assume this is a bowling alley.
Yeah, it has to be.
Picks up a red bowling ball.
I don't know, but red's a weird color.
It is a bowling alley, just so I am correct.
It's Pete Weber's House of Pies.
He's from Florissant.
In Houston.
He is from Florissant. You know who you are. What is it?
Who do you think you are?
I am.
Okay.
Worst quote ever.
The best quote ever. Jamie walks over to the counter in the office, picks up a red bowling ball with her left hand. Do you think she wanted to make sure it was one that fit? Mm-hmm. You know, that whole move.
So here's my question. I mean, it's a bowling ball, and she's probably left-handed. That's what we now know about her. Because you wouldn't take it with your non-dominant.
Do you know that bowling alleys have adjusted now to the finger hole dilemma that, like, you used to walk and see how many bowling balls would fit your fingers, and my dumb fingers can't fit into anything because I broke every finger playing basketball. Now they have on every bowling ball. I was just bowling this weekend. On every bowling ball, they have small, on the little ones, small and medium size, and on the heavier ones,
really
large and extra large holes on every ball. They figured it out. Yeah, I'm like, how did you advance bowling?
Half my time at the bowling, I was finding a ball.
Yeah.
Or you go super light. Just
didn't you just assume that the lighter weight ones had smaller holes? That's what I thought.
No, but that's how messed up my knuckles are, is that even on the larger, heavier ones, the holes weren't big enough. But now they give you two options.
What's your weight? What's your bowling ball weight?
12-pound ball, because I throw a hook.
I like an 11.
12, because I throw a hook.
Kathleen, what do you throw?
The lightest one that anyone will provide for adult or a large child. I don't even if it's a kid's ball, I don't care.
So an eight. You're rocking an eight.
Randy?
Eight.
I like a 12 or a 14.
Wow, you guys are going heavy.
Wow, no, yeah.
He throws a hook. I throw a hook. The other day I bowled like a 189. Like, I am actually good at bowling.
Dude, I'm
going to
tell you, guys
throwing
12s
so
and 14s. You're not throwing anything. You're pushing.
Just
you're
the fact
pushing
that you just said just the other day. How often are you bowling?
Like, a lot, because it's something my daughter, who's eight, likes to do, and great. Like, it's something we can go do together. And
yeah,
it's fun. And
kills
it's
great.
She's a great weekend
it's a great
activity.
Call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Jamie walks in, picks her favorite red bowling ball with her left hand, and the cash drawer with her right hand. I don't know why she thought she had to do this simultaneously.
Both at the same time.
Like, she felt like she was in some sort of limbo of like, am I robbing if I'm also hurting myself at the same time?
Can I rub my stomach and pat my head at the same
time? She then proceeds to strike herself how many times in the back left side, JFK style, of her head with the bowling ball?
Okay,
just for fun, do you guys just want to guess how many times she hit herself in the head?
Yeah, Kathleen, how many times do you think she hit herself in the head?
I don't think you could do it more than three. I think you'd pass out.
That's true. Jay, what do you think?
What a fun dare.
Let me see you get to four.
Yeah.
I think, I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say five. She did it five times.
Okay, okay. One of you is exactly right.
Okay, great.
So now, it's a quick one, so I'll just tell you. But also, don't you think, if let's say you're doing four, since nobody guessed that, the first one is a big buildup, right? Like, you're really like, and then do you think it goes two and three fast?
Yeah, I
and
do.
And then the fourth, you're like, one more. I'll just, okay, I can do it one more time. I can do it one more time.
Two and three fast.
Right?
Two and three fast.
Fast.
Is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She strikes herself twice in the back of the head.
Oh, Jay,
that's right.
Nice.
Gordon then, quote, dropped to the floor where she remained for 13 minutes waiting for another employee to discover her. They don't say she's knocked out. She just waited for someone to come find her in their
lane. So periodically picking up her head going, guys,
she could have really hurt herself.
But she already took the cash, right?
Yeah, it's in her other hand. I don't know. Okay.
She put it in her pants?
After informing Gordon that this is the officer, just watched her strike herself in the head with a bowling ball twice on video, he asked where the money was. Jamie L. Gordon then sighed and said, some of it's in my car. Not all.
Some of it.
Some of it is
in my car. Some's probably in her pants.
Right.
I think.
100%.
In her coupe.
I'm surprised she didn't say that was a deep fake.
She then led the officer to the car where she pulled out a Hello Kitty brand bag full of money.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of it.
Yes, some of the money.
Some of the money.
Right. I'm going to tell you guys.
I mean, how much money can you get from a bowling alley
office?
Do you want to guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the real guess is how much was left.
You mean?
So you can first guess the amount that she stole.
Wait,
what do you think
we're guessing how much she stole?
How much money do you think she stole from the office at the bowling alley?
I'm going to go with $157.
Okay.
I'm going to say
not
like,
a bad guess.
I love her. I'm going to say $740.
Oh, okay. My God. That would be the fanciest bowling alley of all time.
She's kind of right. I think $353.
Okay. The total amount stolen. Then we're going to figure out how much was left, and then we'll get out of this story one. The total amount stolen?
Mm-hmm.
$2,100. So now, would you hit yourself in the head twice with a bowling ball for $2,100?
Yeah. It's a nice
one. You guys don't even drink Pirates of the Caribbean water for less than $50,000.
Okay, so that's Dan true. Asked us how much money we would take.
How much money would it take? Episode, for, a Patreon episode. Only people can hear it there, I believe.
So speaking of Florida, how much money would it take for you to drink?
Just take one drink, a shot glass worth of water from
what
Pirates
you're doing
of the Caribbean.
Right now, but with Pirates of the Caribbean water.
What's the least amount of money someone could pay you to take a shot glass of water from Pirates
of the
Caribbean?
You mean from the Disney World ride?
Yes.
Not that much.
But me too.
How
I
much?
Said $500
I mean,
bucks.
I'm sure I've drank way worse shit in bars in the Ozarks.
Thank you.
These guys said $50,000.
Oh my God, no. I'd do it for cash on the spot?
Yes,
cash
on the spot.
Literally cash on the spot.
$1,000? $500?
See? That's what I said. $500. $500.
You guys
there's no way that one thing's going to kill you. You might
that's
have
right.
diarrhea or something. But
for a week.
Right.
Or a month.
Okay.
You might not be able to like.
You may not be able to see out of your left eye for a year.
Yeah, that's all right. I can't see anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What do I need to see?
I'm going
to
get you guys out of this story.
Okay.
So $2,100 was stolen.
Uh-huh.
How much was left in her car in the Hello Kitty bag? You are a guest, Kathleen. If you want, you can go first. You can go second, Tig. We can go third, whatever you want.
I don't understand what you mean left. Like,
she goes, I got some. They go, where's the money? She goes, some of it's in my car. So right, went some got of the it. Bag.
And we, okay, so what's left in the thing? I'll say she's probably stashing it. Mm-hmm. So $412.
Okay.
That's a great guess, okay. Jay. I'm going to stay with my original guess and say $750.
Okay.
Yeah, I think $900.
Okay. I'll tell you this. When asked where the rest of the missing money was, Gordon said she'd gambled it away at the bowling alley slot machines.
Oh. Jesus.
See, they forced her to do this. This
because
is,
you know.
Started it with the goddamn slot machines, and then she got addicted, and then she had to hit herself in the head with bowling balls. This is on them.
I hope she only needed about $250, and so she was like, I have $2,000 to play with.
Yep.
I'm going to win that back. Yeah. Once I win...
I'll put it back.
All I'm trying to do is win $200, and then I'll put the $2,100 back.
I'll put it back.
Right.
I'll get my. She had a plan.
Okay. One of you has a really great guess.
Okay.
We'll end story one here. The amount of money left over after hitting them slot machines and hitting herself twice in the head with a bowling ball
is
$438.
Oh my God! You are $20 off.
Who do you think you are?
Kathleen. She is.
Come on, who gets to stamp their redneck card? Me.
You.
That was what she was doing.
I love it. What a great story. And
great
it's just,
opening.
I love when someone thinks they have a plan and then it's going to just be
just dumb.
A dumb plan executed perfectly, but then completely found out.
Right. Yeah.
That's so great. Cameras. I love it. All right. Kathleen Madigan's with us. We're going to find out where she is and what she's got going
on. How you
on.
Can go see her, how you can follow her and all the fun
support
things.
Support her in the ways that she deserves to be. And she has grown accustomed to be supported on the other side of this break. This is Dumb People Town with Kathleen Madigan.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we get into what Kathleen's doing, I want to remind people, check out DanielVanKirk.com for all of his amazing virtual shows and then the live tour for him, which is coming back up in March.
And if you have never checked out Pen Pals, do so. Rory Scovel and I are having a lot of fun doing that.
Great.
I would say it's just a fun, loose day if you're checking out Dumb People Town and then following it up with a little bit of Pen Pals. So all that stuff's at DanielVanKirk.com. There's a lot of good shit there.
And then we are going to be in Phoenix at the Tempe Improv in December. Then we're going to be in Aurora, Illinois
for New Year's Eve,
which we have not done a New Year's Eve in ages. And so we're going to do it. It's been so long, Kathleen.
I encourage everyone who's ever met me or seen me sleeping on an L train in Chicago.
Come out to Aurora, come see us at the Comedy Shrine
with good people,
and then Comedy Works in Denver in January, and then the Comedy Loft in DC in February, and then Hilarities in March, and then back in Moon Tower in Austin. Hilarious.
So yeah, something every month, and we're out there around. And we just recorded two new episodes of our Patreon. If you join our Patreon, two new episodes.
You know, I'm gonna say you guys keep calling it Patreon because that's what it is. But really, it is an exclusive chance to watch Cheaper Seats.
So Cheap Seats, our old show on ESPN Classic, we're making new ones. On the cheaper seats, a cheaper version, but they're just as funny.
And if somebody signs up right now, there's like, what, six episodes just waiting for them?
Five already, and two more in the
can.
Two we did today, one of them is
the Balloon World Cup,
which we will say in the opening, originally we thought was just how many drugs you could smuggle across the border in your asshole.
It's a competition.
Turns out it's a different competition.
Yeah, that's Narcos season four.
Right. Got it. So come join our Patreon and you get to see that. Patreon.com/Sklar Brothers. $5 a month and all this extra content. Kathleen Madigan, I know you're on the road. I know you're doing stuff. You're in Nashville right now, but like where can people catch you? This is going to drop next Tuesday. So this weekend states are out of it, but where are you like weekend before Thanksgiving?
Or December.
And all that stuff.
Well, going to a casino Thanksgiving weekend in West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, Charlestown.
Great.
And then like Newark, things in Newark, and then Fort Myers, Sarasota.
Fort Myers.
That gig.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 60.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Is that more pressure on you or no?
Aspen. It's all on my website. I honestly, it's gotten, I've had to make up so many shows because of COVID.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a lot to remember.
Is it KathleenMadigan.com?
Yes.
Okay, go see her. She's just one of our favorite comics, a St. Louis, someone we've always felt connected with because of our St. Louis
roots. Hit up her parents.
There
might be room in the party bus for
her. Yeah, your parents, it might be able to sell a couple of seats on the party bus to you.
I think they might be selling some of the marketing comps. I'm not going to bring it up.
Do
I'm
it.
Let it go.
Those are secondary window tickets, is what we call them.
That's so
secondary
funny.
Market.
That number
tickets.
Keeps rising, and I thought we had, you know, established you only have so many friends, and yet I don't know. You know,
it's like when your dad comes to you and he's like, "I got these tickets on StubHump," and you're like, "That's not
that
a thing.
Thing.
It's not a thing. You bought it at the wrong place. You
I
sold
tried
these at the wrong
seats. That didn't work that, either.
That's
I know
not
now.
A thing.
That's
not a thing. That's not a thing." Well, that's good. And what else? Anything else where people can support you on social media or whatnot?
Oh,
or no?
Yeah. Well, and I have my own Madigan's podcast where I just talk about inane things. You can listen to that.
Love it.
And I'm going to tape a special in Denver in February for Amazon. So if you want to come to that, I think the first show sold out, but the second show has tickets.
Where are you taping it in Denver?
At the Paramount.
Amazing.
Nice. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's just a
go
great.
See it.
It's a, Milwaukee, the Paps, and Denver Paramount are tied to me. The best comedy theater places in the whole country.
Yes. Yes. 100% agree. 1,000,000%
That's
agree. So just, go see her in Denver, please. She's just.
Denver's a great comedy town, and they will come out and support.
They are. It's wonderful.
So come see us in January, and we'll be the warm-up opening act, and you'll go see her in February.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll get you loose and ready to go. Shall we jump into another story?
Let's you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was sent in by Kyle Andrews. Do you remember his handle yet? We love it.
Late Night Nachos.
Yes, sir, Jason Sklar.
This is a guy who sends in a lot of stories.
At Late Night Nachos sent this in, Kyle Andrews.
Great. I want nachos
friendly.
Right now. I want nachos. I would eat, if you were like, there are 12 things of Busch Stadium nachos sitting in front of you right now.
See, those are the dip ones, you know, or the smothered. But when you get in a restaurant, nobody ever gives you the, it's not like a queso unless you're in Houston.
A plate piled so high. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Burnt chips on the edge.
Nacho there. Talk.
Well, right. Welcome back to Nacho Talk.
Ready for this story takes place?
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh! Local. Yeah,
there we go.
Might be around the corner.
I'm going to read you the headline because it's just that much fun. Girlfriend calls police to turn in boyfriend for reward money while together in stolen car.
That's just babe, I got to make a call. Didn't think it through.
So he's in a car he stole. Yep. She's with him. She calls up to get the reward money if she turns his ass in while they're in the car together. Mm-hmm.
Does she, now here's the question, does she mask who she's talking to? Do you know what
or
I mean?
Is it all part of the scheme? I'll do something. There'll be a reward out for me.
Right.
You get us the money.
Right.
So and then she's an what? You still stole the car, though.
I know.
Exactly.
But so you just did that. You just did that redneck thing where you only think to a point.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm trying to think they did.
Well, they.
He still stole a car. Someone
right.
did.
Stole a car.
If you roll up to pick up the money, you're rolling up in a car
that
has license
the reason
and
why
not
the
even
money.
To like, he stole a car, because I'm not to lead it too much, but we'll get to it in 1 second. He stole a car in the most dramatic fashion.
So, but here's the question.
Did he slide across the hood?
You're close.
Kathleen, do you have any friends that are cops? I'm assuming you probably know.
Yeah, I mean, I know a few, yeah.
Right. So if someone were to come in and ask for or say, I found him and I want the reward money. Don't you do like a, if you're the cops, like a crazy check on everything that who this person is.
Of course.
Run the plates of the car they come in on.
Yes.
Find out if they have
you probably
prior.
It's like winning a lottery ticket. There's a whole vetting process that
right?
has to go
I
through.
I think it depends on how big of a city you're in. Like, I think if you did that it literally in Osage Beach, there'd be two cops that go, well, let's go get them. I don't think they would think one step further. I think if you're in like Chicago or St.
Right.
Louis or somewhere, they're going to go, yeah, this is a little weird. What
you
do you mean,
run.
Dude? And then check that. But I think small towns.
Yeah.
Well, this is Nashville.
Right.
Nashville
yeah, but
to
Nashville,
me is
they say Davidson County, they could mean 40 miles out in
true.
Hillbilly Hal land. You don't know.
Sure.
Yep. True.
Yeah, all right. Well, this comes to us from WZTV, Nashville, Tennessee. The girlfriend of a man accused of stealing a rental car from the Nashville airport.
Oh, my God. That takes super balls.
I know. She called police to turn him in for reward money, I can say it, while allegedly riding in the stolen car.
Who's the guy, OJ?
According to, she's the Collings. According to the Metro Nashville police affidavit, also, don't break any laws at an airport.
No.
Because it's all federal, right? They're
Well, you're also on camera every step of the way in the airport.
That too.
Leaving 100%. The airport. And how did you steal a rental car? That's on you, rental car place. Sorry.
Well, they probably drove straight out through that.
No.
Through that.
Crazier. I said dramatic.
Oh, you did say
according to the Metro Nashville police affidavit, the theft originally took place in July when, ready for this name? You couldn't. Matt Walsh, Amy Poehler, Matt Besser, Ian Roberts, some of the best improvisers in the world. Couldn't
think come
of
up
this
with a name. Okay, let's hear it.
This took place in July when our guy, Chance Mangione.
No. Chance Mangione. I can smell the cologne.
Or Mangione? M-O-N-G-E-O-N. Mangione.
I can smell the desperation.
Right? Mangione sounds like a shitty cologne.
It does. Mangione is lapidus.
Mangione. Or it sounds like a seedy resort somewhere in the Bahamas. Come for the weekend to Mangione.
Mangione. Is it all inclusive? No.
No.
It is not all inclusive.
No. No.
It's the only a la carte resort.
Mangione is a card game they only play in the Dakotas. You don't know how to play Mangione?
You need six cards.
It's the opposite of the Jewish game.
Mahjong.
Mahjong.
It's Mangione.
This one has
which
Jesus.
I love that you call that the Jewish game, but that is definitely like a Chinese game. Like Mahjong
is totally
not
Chinese, but the only people in Florida that I know that
Jews,
play it are older Jewish people.
Yes,
Jews.
Because I think they're villages. The only ones that understand it.
That's right. True.
Okay,
that's
so true. Chance Mangione jumped over the counter of a rental car facility at the airport, grabbed keys, and then fled in the extremely appropriate 2017 Dodge Challenger.
How did he know what car he had the keys to?
You just start going, bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, but there could be, I mean, levels.
No.
If he rouletted it and he just grabbed a set
and then
he walks out
into
and finds out that the car beeping back at him is a 2017, he was like, I've already won. No matter what happens here, I got a
but
challenger.
But also, his girlfriend is there with him, and the whole time he's like, babe, 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 babe. Come on, babe.
Also,
babe.
There's no way he walked through the door, jumped the counter. There had to be some sort of awkward loitering happening at some point,
yeah.
Right?
Where
you're
like,
you need help, buddy?
Why don't you look in the back and see if you guys have any more of those?
But he still made it out through the barrier.
Yes.
Somehow
yes.
He had to have crashed through that because they even if you're
that's
a wizard,
what I'm
I don't want to brag, but I'm a wizard at Avis, and I don't have to stand in lines. I go straight to the car, but you still have to show them something when you leave.
Yes.
You have to show them the thing that this is the car so that this doesn't happen.
Kathleen, you are 100% right. Police say in the process of stealing the 2017 Dodge Challenger, a.k.a. Chance Mangione's dreams come true.
That's right.
Mangione drove down a one-way road over two spikes trips while fleeing. So, yeah, he hit the, like, you're going the wrong way out of the
So he tried
car
to avoid it by going the and the car rental is like, we are protected for this by putting
you don't think
up,
we've thought about this?
Yeah, spike strips. Going the other way.
And spike strips work.
100% they work.
They work.
Well, at the time, police were able to spot the stolen car on I-24, but Mangione did not stop for police. As though it's like,
shit. You think I'm going to stop for police? I just jumped the counter. It hurts.
We've all been there. Sometimes the level of frustration you can reach while I've done it too, or Avis, you can just go get them. But if you find yourself at like an Enterprise or anywhere else, or not a Hertz or whatever, where you're like, you have to wait. The amount of frustration while like waiting to get your rental car, because you're already there and you just want to get going.
And you're after a flight. Typically, you've already just traveled.
There were people who cheered when they thought it was just a guy taking this into his own hands and was like, I'm enough.
Just guys, get our cars.
He did what we wanted to do.
Yeah. You did it for me.
He had the balls to do what we just couldn't.
Chance Mangione does sound like he could be a local legend.
Did did he fly in for this?
No, I think he's a local. Who's
just a local decided
this.
To go. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he
there's
might be
easier
a
ways to steal cars, but
I think
okay,
he might be
chance,
a magician.
Whatever.
Way easier.
Way easier.
We once did a story, Kathleen, where a guy was stealing cars just to impress his teenage son, who was also stealing cars.
So stealing them and then parking them a block away.
So it's so easy you could do it for your children's love. That's how easy you could steal a car.
Look, I get it, man.
Police were able to spot the stolen car on I-24, but Mangione did not stop for police. As I said,
of course not.
At the time, dispatchers received a call from Mangione's alleged girlfriend. I don't know if he's saying that's my girlfriend or she is saying it. But
she's like, I'm his girlfriend. He's like, alleged. Let's not put a label on it. I don't know why we're getting so committal.
They received a call from Mangione's alleged girlfriend, identified as, perfect name, Christy Cardwell. Christy Cardwell from Nashville, Tennessee.
Christy Cardwell is a St. Louis name. Christy, she sounds like everyone we went to Parkway North High School with.
It Christy sounds Cardwell. Like who bartenders at my lake bar. Where's Christy? Come on. Where's Christy? I need another Bud
Light. She's getting her tips frosted.
Christy Cardwell has been kicked out of Kid Rock's Rockin' New Year's Eve Heart Attack Bar or whatever it's called. She's been kicked out of that bar while working there.
Christy Cardwell has skin cancer and still uses tanning beds.
100%. Christy Cardwell has worn a necklace as an anklet.
Christy Cardwell is not allowed to go to 3 Chuck E. Cheese.
Christy Again. Cardwell is still smoking and thinks vaping is for sissies.
Yeah. And we'll tell you when you're vaping to your face.
Christy Cardwell knows which one is the good gas station.
Christy Cardwell knows which gas stations have better paying scratch-offs.
That's right.
Christy Cardwell drinks beer with a straw.
That's right. Christy Cardwell, born with bangs. Yeah. Okay. According to the affidavit, Cardwell told police she knew Mangian had stolen the car, but would not reveal his intentions until she received reward money. That's extortion. That is not how reward money works.
At least she has it. But like we said at the very beginning,
she has a redneck plan.
She has a plan. It is not all the way thought through.
You guys give me the money. This is like a scene in Boogie Nights. You give me the money. I give you Chance Mangian.
Yeah. I give you the tips.
She says, I will not reveal his intentions. He stole a car. That's the intention.
He doesn't have any more intentions.
Right. He's intended.
He wants to drive. His car is.
Yeah, it's jackpot. I got the car. We're on the highway, lady. Right. What else do you want?
Who cares that I'm just driving on rims
at this point?
911, what's your emergency? I know Chance Mangian. Okay. He stole a car. We know that. Mm-hmm. I know his intentions. Give me the reward money. How this works.
No.
She said she knew. This is quote. She knew the law very well and didn't have to give him up.
Okay. She knows the law very well. That's
very well.
I know. You know why? Because she watches the ID channel.
That's right.
She's seen Evil Kin. Mm-hmm. She's seen Love Thy Neighbor, Fear Thy Neighbor. Yes.
Women who murder.
Women who murder on oxygen. Why do they do it?
Police say that Cardwell told them she was actually in the stolen car and would give the exact location when she had reward money.
This is extortion.
By the way, as you're on the phone with them, you're giving them the location.
Right.
FYI. Your cell phone is giving them the location.
Technically, you're probably still on airport property. Mm. It's not easy to get out.
No.
Police caught up with Cardwell, and she was booked into the Davidson County Jail on Tuesday for accessory after the fact.
That's right.
That's right.
She wouldn't tell him.
According to the affidavit, Cardwell attempted to harbor and abet a fugitive, intended to hinder his arrest, and refused to provide aid to assist in Mangian's arrest. And I have to pick a bone with the last one.
Yeah, like
she
what?
Offered aid. It was just on her terms.
Right. She's like, I'll give you his location.
Yeah, she wasn't negotiating. She was just doing it poorly.
Right.
Poorly.
So if you're the police, do you play the game of giving her the money and then arresting her and taking that money?
Of course.
Meet us here and we'll have the money for you.
You could give her the money and swing by the next day at her house and go arrest her.
No, that money's spent.
Well, on slot
machines
at the bowling
alley.
And I
guarantee you, Christy Cardwell likes White Castle. And you say, meet me at White Castle.
You.
And she'll show up because she's probably hungry. This has been a long day.
It has.
Long day. Yes.
And she's like, open it up. They're like, what?
Chicken
she's like,
rings.
My tab. Open it up. Open it up. And I'll tell you
Christy
when I'm done.
Christy Cardwell has a tab at White Castle.
And I'll tell you when I'm done. She can say, I'll get you next time to White
and
Castle.
And she knows the law very well.
Very well.
Final thing.
Yes.
Just for fun. Mm-hmm. How old is Christy Cardwell?
Okay. Kathleen. How old is this gal?
You know that she knows the law very well.
She's 22.
You know that she allegedly has a boyfriend.
Kathleen didn't even flinch. Okay. 22. Did not blink.
Okay. I'm going to say 28 looks 43.
Okay. I'm going to say 36.
36?
Time, yeah.
Okay.
Clock's 22, 28, 36.
Okay. One of you got within two, just so you know.
Okay,
right.
Good.
So somebody's about to feel good, and you can all feel good right now because you don't know which one.
That's right.
But we'll end story two by telling you, Christy California Cardwell,
I love it,
is 38 years old.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Wow. 38. That is old to be running these shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Well, her boyfriend's 22, but she's
been around the law.
Look, she's been around the law. She knows the law very well. She's entering her sexual peak.
38.
I love it. I
38.
Like it. 38. All right, Daniel, give us a tease on story three, if you will.
Well, Patreon people, you're going to get to hear a little bit of extra with our friend. But
yes,
story number three is a guy calls in a bomb threat for one of the dumbest reasons ever.
I can't wait to hear it. And Patreon fans, you're going to get a dumb story from Kathleen Madigan that we're
so
gonna
good. Them. She's been around. She knows dumb. She's seen dumb.
I know it's super
She's
dumb.
Lived in the lake yes. of the goddamn Ozarks where we know there's dumb just is born
dumb grows
and
on trees.
So we'll do that on the other side of the break. Kathleen Madigan is with us. This is Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Ready? Yep. Sent in by Leah Harris at CheekyChick1016. I think it's the first time that Leah's ever sent
Thank
in.
Thank you, Leah. Hey-o.
Hashtag Dumb People Town at Daniel Van Kirk. Leah, great to meet you. Welcome to town. All right. McDonald's customer calls in bomb threat over dipping sauces.
Wow.
First of all, McDonald's only has like two, right?
They barbecue don't even sauce. Have good dipping sauces.
Right. They have three, I bet. I bet they have honey mustard, barbecue, and ranch.
Did my mouth just started watering?
What is wrong with
what
you?
What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
You are a
dude,
nut.
Dude, I've eaten way too many chicken nuggets in the last like 2 years.
Well.
More than I've ever had in my life.
What wow. menu item do you think plays into this whole story?
If you, nuggets, baby. If you eat too many chicken nuggets, it can reverse the vaccine.
They did this. That might be true. You know what? The great thing is you could put that on the internet right now and someone will believe it
People
before the
believe
end of
it.
The day.
Just put a Q at the end of it.
Okay. The McDonald's customer who called in a bomb threat to an Iowa restaurant because he did not receive dipping sauces with his chicken nuggets order has pleaded guilty to harassment charge.
This is serious.
So you don't ask, you don't roll around and say, hey.
They used to have like Szechuan, right? Or
they did have some sort of, yeah, it was like a sweet and sour deal.
Yeah.
It was gross. Yeah.
I think as part of the marketing campaign for Mulan, they did. Szechuan sauce, yeah. I believe. And then Rick and Morty got him to bring it back.
Yeah, that's okay. right. I remember that. Right. I remember that.
Okay. According to Ankeny, A-N-K-E-N-Y, look, everybody who loves to yell at me on Twitter, first of all, thank you for listening and downloading.
That's what I care about most.
Secondly, just understand, if I give you a word you've never seen or pronounced,
you won't be able to do it either. Good luck.
Okay. Ankeny. Ankeny. Let's go Ankeny Police Department. A McDonald's assistant manager told cops that a man who called the restaurant was irate due to the fact that he requested how many chicken nuggets and then received no dipping sauces for them.
Okay, so how many chicken nuggets?
How many chicken nuggets? First of all, how many chicken nuggets? I know you've eaten too many, but what's your order? Four, five?
Four? What am I, a baby?
Four? I don't know. I don't think I could eat 20, more than four.
Dude. 20. 20.
20?
Oh two, 2 10 packs.
How do you not weigh 7,000 pounds? 20.
Because he loves to hike. He loves to hike.
I love to
and
hike.
Bowling.
I walk
bowling.
Like
He's bowling a
16,000 steps a day. I could eat. I don't do it every day.
No, of course not.
But I'm telling you, if I drove up to McDonald's, I'm going to get my money's worth. It's like when you go to an ATM and take money out, and then you know they're going to charge you for it.
Jason, you could have given me 20 guesses, and I don't know that I would have guessed
20. 10 packs. Easy.
I didn't know. I was going to say I didn't know you could order 20.
You say I want 20 McNuggets, and they'll give you 2 10
so
packs.
Okay, so we know that Jason's mark is 20. Ran?
I mean, there used to be a 20-piece
There used to be a 50. There might still be.
There is a 50.
I know there's a briefcase of White Castles. It's called the Crave
there
Case.
There is.
Yes.
The Crave Case. Crave Case, now, baby.
Now, and you only have it slid to you in a parking garage. Is that correct?
Yes.
You have to order it.
No, when you order it, you have to write it down on a piece of paper and slide it to them.
And then they say, meet me in the garage. And then you open it up in a light shed.
And a lot of people don't think, but it does come with a leather handle.
Oh, kick it over here. Kick the White Castle.
So what's yours, Fran?
I mean, I would say 10 or 20. I mean, that's just what it is.
Okay.
They're so good.
Kathleen, me and you are going to McDonald's, we're on the road.
No,
and you have
like,
to get nuggets.
Nieces and nephews eat the McNuggets. I'll eat one if they ordered them and I'm starving.
Sure.
But I always feel like they're empty.
Same.
Like I bite it and there's nothing in it. Like I'd rather just get a McDonald's Happy Meal of a cheeseburger and be good with that.
So the cheeseburger, the patty is too small for the bread.
and it gets lost in the bread. But the and the McNuggets, there is a space between mm-hmm. the outside, what I guess we'll so call Dave, the
Dave
fry
Matthews
part,
song right in there.
The space between, and then there's the space, and then the chicken. There is a space.
You're
there
right. Definitely. She is.
That's always my first bite, right. And then I go, well, that was a waste of time.
Right.
So why yeah. I don't want to keep going. No, I would never order them as an adult for myself. And I'm not saying I'm not beyond ordering bad things.
Of course.
But that is really, truly, I make fun stupid. Of my mom because she does it. I'm like, really?
The fries are good, though. Fries are good for McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
Well, they used to be better. They took the stuff out. What is it? The good stuff. They took not the peanut oil. They took whatever made them good.
The meat.
They took it out.
It was like a bit of meat. Sauce.
Really?
Probably.
Yeah,
I feel like when I eat chicken nuggets, I get a weird mouth coat. Like there's like a little... like,
all right, okay, I'm going to drive on the way home right now. So we're going to...
How many chicken nuggets, knowing that Randy's rowing minimum 10, Jay is a stock 20.
Solid 20. Did he order and then
Kathleen
got
is like
no
a two,
sauce?
A one or two. I'm a one or so two. How many, a two to four.
All right, so Kathleen, how many did he order and get no sauces? And this is why he called in a
he's
bomb.
So mad. Well, more than six, I'd say. This has happened to all of us where you've gotten home, you thought you had your to-go food, you open the bag, something's missing, you're pissed.
Awful.
But your level of pissed only goes up by how actually hungry you are.
Yes, 100%.
Like if you're starving, you're really pissed that the shit's not in there. I would say, well, apparently if dudes eat 20 or 10, I'm going to say 10. No okay, less than 10. 10.
Okay, 10.
Jay, Jason, what do you think? 20.
20?
40.
40?
I think he had 40 and then like no sauce.
This guy ordered.
It's like having a ton of shampoo on and then the water doesn't work.
He ordered 30 chicken nuggets.
Oh,
splitting it over here. 30.
Wow, we were both kind of right.
I'm going to tell you this. 30 chicken nuggets, she's not coming back. Mm-mm. When the worker...
30 chicken nuggets. Like Kathleen had to take a breath. Thinking that's of 30 chicken nuggets.
Is that three? Is that how they give them to you?
That's how they sterilize people. Say eat 30 of these, and then you'll
probably
never have kids
stacks.
Again.
You'll take three stacks, just like in poker.
I think that's how COVID started.
It is. Yeah, give me the Wuhan sterilization.
Through the McNugget.
The mm-hmm. replied that the patron could return so that he calls. I don't have my sauces. The worker replied that the patron could return to the restaurant and retrieve the sauces. The man said, quote, no, I'm going to blow up the store and punch you in the face. He is hungry.
So wait, he's going to blow up the store and then punch him in the face?
I know, your order's way wrong.
They maybe, like, the punch in the face is like the sauce.
Ready for
this name?
So
they're not going to get that.
Ready for this name? This guy is only ever... drone. He's only ever been the third owner of a car. Okay,
right.
His name is Robert Goldwitzer, Golwitzer.
If you told me that
a
Goldwitzer is like the organ that Ray Charles played, I would be like, what did he do all most of his stuff on the Goldwitzer? That's what he did. Right. That's where he got that great.
If you told
sound.
Me it was the carnival ride no one goes on. I would go 100%. The Goldwitzer?
Well, it's not safe.
It's exactly.
No, you can see the screws coming out.
I also think it would be on that show, The American Pickers, is that one motorcycle they only made four of.
Yeah, right. It's perfect.
Well, and he found,
especially in Iowa.
He found the handlebars to a Goldwitzer.
Goldwitzer. It's a fucking Goldwitzer. Oh, my God. Look, it's in his barn in Des Moines.
All right, if I take the lamp and the wagon, will you throw in the Goldwitzer for $1,200?
No, I won't. It's a Goldwitzer.
Not if you want there to be another segment on this show, buddy. I ain't giving you any of that shit.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. I'm willing to do 20 on the ice skate.
Just one. We are decorating at TGI Fridays.
Okay.
I need one of everything.
So he goes, hey, you can go get the sauces. Nope, gonna blow up the store, then punch your dead body in the face. Bob Goldwitzer, who lives, how many miles do you think he lives from this McDonald's?
I think he's probably looking out the window at the place as he's saying it. I think he's a mile away.
Okay. He lives 5 miles from the eatery.
Okay.
He was quickly identified as a suspect since the threatening call was placed from a number associated with Bob Goldwitzer, according to a criminal police. Caller ID.
Yeah.
They just
ID.
Were like, well, Bob.
Star 69.
This is an act of starvation. This guy went crazy because of a level
so
of hunger.
Long.
Yeah, and then he didn't want to go back to get his sauces.
No.
We've all been
they were
there.
Offering the sauces.
We just Her didn't go this bananas.
Her dad is a lawyer. If your dad was counseling this person, you'd be like, you had temporary hunger insanity. Hangry insanity.
Sure.
He was hangry.
And then if you started talking to the jury, We've all felt this way, right?
Okay.
You got home, you thought your order was right, there's things missing, and you're infuriated because you sat in that drive. I could do the whole case. You sat in that drive-thru patiently. You sat there patiently for 38 minutes, and this is the bullshit you get when you get home? No.
Look at Bob Goldwitzer. You're dead. That's a man that goes to McDonald's 4 to 7 times a week.
I'm telling you, there are 4 to 5 times a month that Kathleen's dad says to one of his friends, she could have been a lawyer.
She could have been a lawyer.
She could have been a really good lawyer. He says it to them. She doesn't get to hear it.
Well,
but
you
he's
guys
like,
could have been lawyers.
And they're like, oh, so you're not proud of her? No, I'm very proud of her. She's doing very well. She's successful. She's wonderful, supporting
life.
She
could have been a lawyer.
She could have been a lawyer.
I mean, I had a whole practice ready to give to somebody, and nobody wanted it. There you go.
You just made closing arguments right there. Yeah. In the movie of this would have been Inherit the Broken Wind.
There it is. And Kathleen, that was good, Ran. Kathleen, you know how that ends, your whole speech? You go, and how many of you had said something out of anger just because you were angry? And then you go, and let me ask you, when you said that thing, did you mean it? The defense rests, Your Honor.
That's right. That's right.
Some guy's like, no. It's like,
got him.
And then she closes her briefcase, which is full of white cash.
We're done here.
Walks by the jury box.
My briefcase gets shut, and then the jury sees my White Castle thing, and then they want to go with me. So then they vote with me.
Dude, they'll follow you anyway.
Lunch break isn't for 4 hours. I'm all about fast food, too. They know that. They sense that.
They follow you anywhere, Kevin.
I just hope Bob on the phone was, at some point he had to say, you guys know me. I'm in there all the time.
Driving it over to my house.
They probably do. There was a Del Taco down by Manhattan Beach that the lady knew me so well that when I would drive through, I'd be like, hi. And she'd go, you just want the same, Kathleen? I go, yeah.
Stop it. Through the drive-thru?
Amazing. I got a bean burrito and a Diet Coke. She knew my
there
voice.
You go.
Right.
She's like, I know.
During
you.
Police questioning, Bob Goldwitzer told cops that he had gone to McDonald's and the staff had gotten his order wrong. Bob stated, they keep calling Robert, but I'm going with Bob. Bob stated that he was very upset by this and called into investigators.
Of course.
Yeah. Bob Goldwitzer recalled telling a McDonald's employee, this is what he said. Now, remember, the guy goes, The worker says, he said he was going to blow the place up and come punch me up in the face.
Mm-hmm. Bob, all I said to him.
Bob goes, here's what I said. I hope.
In other words, here's the lie I'm going to tell you.
Here's what I said, okay? Fuck that kid, all right? Here's what I said. I hope someone blows up your building. And I hope, this is a quote, and I hope someone punches you in the face.
And I hope if that someone turns out to be me, then I can't
it
control
it. It doesn't
that.
Have to be me. But I hope it happens.
This guy.
Bob Goldwitzer.
What a bum.
You know what, though? Bob knew nobody probably recorded that call. So you say what you said. And then
say what I said. Goldwitzer added that, quote, he had no intentions to blow up the McDonald's. Why would I? I love it there. I'm there more than these goddamn kids.
That makes no sense.
I get coffee at night there. You think I'd blow that place up?
I've opened a month's worth of mail in that place.
If I blow it up,
I'm not going to go there.
If I blow it up, will I get my sauce? There you
go. Ask me where I was on Thanksgiving last year. You're going to tell me I'll blow that up?
Bob, are you crying?
I'm not crying. I'm saying, who asked me where I was?
Oh, God.
Okay. Goldwitzer was originally charged with making a false report about an explosive or incendiary device. They were fine with the threat to punch him in the face. Yeah. Let's leave it here. Final story. So much fun today. How old is Robert Bob Goldwitzer?
Bob ain't young, I don't think. I think Bob's 53.
53
that's a great
years
guess.
Old.
Great guess. 53 used to sound so old to me. It's not. I'm going to say 67.
67.
Oh. He's 61. 61. I'm agree with you. He's an older guy.
Okay.
As anything profilers, so far, we've only been kind of okay at this.
No, but that's all right. sometimes we get it, and sometimes we're on it. But no, we're all good. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a treat.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bob Goldwitzer is 42 years old.
Oh, Kathleen.
He's on the younger end of getting angry.
He's like a young old guy. He's a young old guy. Yeah, if he's doing this at 42, I don't want to see him at 61. No.
No.
Oh, he's not going to make it.
Or 52 or 53. 10 more years of this bullshit. And the supply chain's getting weirder. It's going to get weirder for Bob.
Yep.
6 more years of McDonald's on a regular basis. And 30 McNuggets, and he's going
to
be in the ground.
He doesn't live to see 53.
He's going to be in the ground. Kathleen Madigan, we loved having you on the show. Let's do it in person sometime. This was fun. Just, you know. It's
It's good to see you. Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah,
sometime
next time
in the
I
near
come
future.
To Burbank, which will be never. But you know, I might. You never know.
Maybe we'll meet in St. Louis or something. Or if we swing through Nashville.
If
we come through Nashville and do this show live, maybe we'll grab
you'll
you.
Come
and,
on and do it live with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and you know, there's a giant, the giant Sirius radio hookup here, and they'll totally give you guys a little studio to do whatever you want. I'll make sure they do it.
And that new venue, Planet of the Tapes, in Nashville. Or no, that's in Louisville.
We'll do it. All right, go watch Kathleen. Go see her. KathleenMadigan.com. You can check out all of her stuff. Check out the pubcast. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.